Installed in the county's justice building in 1986, the jail was originally intended to hold about 124 inmates. Today, it has enough beds for 278, all but 30 of which Kennedy calls secure housing beds. Last year, the average number of inmates on a given day roughly equaled the number of beds, but got as high as 334, which Kennedy says packed the facility to its very limits, with prisoners seen in some untraditional places.
This is the indoor rec facility, which is our overflow, where the only place we can put people. And I've seen it in here where it's been literally head to shoulder, foot to head with mattresses.
The jail's inmate population increases each year as the county's overall population grows. But Kennedy says the biggest problem is repeat offenders. Kennedy estimates that all of the 250 prisoners locked up on the day of WFIU's visit had been there at least once before. A problem jail commander Bill Wilson says can be alleviated by building a transitional facility.
A residential transitional center would offer a lot of services for those inmates before they're released. So, you know, hopefully with the goal being if we can better prepare them for release, then it's more likely they won't be repeat offenders coming back into the jail.
Wilson says a transitional facility would take care of their population problem, too. Past jail studies have predicted the county will soon need a 500-bed facility at a cost of about $46 million. But Wilson says he thinks those studies haven't considered what he calls the county's unique jail use. Wilson says increases in the jail's average annual inmate count for the past 15 years indicate the prison will only need to add about 50 or 60 beds to handle the population predicted over the next two decades.
As we are right now, if we can continue to keep up on our maintenance and we can continue to keep everything operational, certainly if there's no significant changes in county population growth or the social environment, then the forecast basically demonstrates that, yeah, we should be okay for about the next 20 years.
Wilson says inmates who are lower security risks would stay in the transitional facility, freeing up beds in the jail at a much lower cost. But Kennedy seems skeptical. First, he says, he's not so sure a transitional facility would really cut down on recidivism.
You would hope so. Frankly, that's a real hard thing for me to really buy into, but I'd love to see it tried.
Kennedy says the bigger question is whether the existing jail will last 20 more years, pointing out steel door handles and hinges the county has already spent thousands of dollars repairing and replacing.
All Bill did was point out that the population will not exceed current potential bed space for another 10, 20 years. He didn't say anything about the structure itself. He just talked purely about population based upon 15 years of historical data.
Kennedy says the average jail ages about 3 years for every actual year of use, making the Monroe County Jail, built in the mid-80s, nearly 70 years old.
Hey guys, it's lockdown time now. Lockdown time. Thank you.
For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.